The Anchorage School Board passed the district's preliminary budget on Thursday evening, but it could still change depending on state funding. KSKA's Ann Hillman has more.
The proposed $768 million budget for the next school year is slightly smaller than this year's budget. It increases the pupil-teacher ratio by one student in every grade level and cuts about 52 full-time teaching positions and three assistant principals. School Board President Cameron Perez-Verdia explains.
We have always prioritized our classroom and know that instruction and building leadership are the two areas where we need to preserve and we need to make sure that we're investing because that's going to have the greatest impact on student performance. Unfortunately, we've been put in a position over the last few years where our administration and our district as a whole has continuously been reduced. And it's making it harder and harder for us to consolidate and find areas to reduce.
The budget does include more special education teachers and paraprofessionals to meet a rising need. Most of the details were nailed down during Tuesday night's meeting, but the vote was delayed until Thursday. The preliminary budget passed 5-0 with two members absent. But Perez-Verdia says this isn't the end of the discussion, because ultimately, the budget depends on negotiations in Juneau.
Education is one of the largest areas of spending for our state, and so it's likely that they're going to recommend for further cuts. My hope is that they will hold the BSA, the $50 increase that's in there now, that will be held, and that we won't have to change our budget. But I think most of us think that we're likely going to see something different than we have now.
The budget is based on a $330 million contribution from the state. If the state funding is decreased, then the allowable local match will also go down. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.